Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from MR in the Tax Quips forum with a stupid problem. In the case of a personal audit, IRS made a routine request for an employer letter to verify that his education is not a minimum requirement of the job. MR's boss at TSA is afraid to write the letter and is willing to let his employees suffer an $8,000 tax assessment and potential additional year's audits as a result of the assessment. What can MR do to give IRS a letter? Well, MR, this is really ridiculous. It's a silly tempest in a teapot. It's such a routine matter and shouldn't require an act of Congress. Perhaps one of your problems may be because you asked your boss. He or she clearly has some cause for personal fears. Did you try to ask your personnel or human resources department? That might be an easier way to go. If you cannot get this simple letter from work, then yes, I absolutely would contact my U.S. representative or senator for further assistance. Since TSA is federally funded, you are working for the U.S. government. Who knows? Perhaps a letter from your senator or representative would qualify as an employer letter? That may be stretching it a little bit, but it may work. Incidentally, is there anything in the employee manual about education, minimum requirements, and continuing education? Perhaps you can make copies of the relevant pages in the manual and write a cover letter to prove you already met the minimum standards and that you're simply learning more to improve your knowledge and skills and your value to TSA. For $8,000, I certainly would pursue this too. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about workaround solutions in possible situations and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.